Ladies and gentlemen, with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, and Robertson Hare, here is Frankie Howard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Tar. Now, how are you?
Are you?
Good. Not woeful, I trust. Here, listen, I've had a bit of luck this week. A luck. Because my premium bond came up, you know. Not before time. No, I've had it for years. Well, the number's 459234BC. Wasn't so much a win, it was more like a prize for long service. But £25 is a nice little present, isn't it? £25. Oh, yes. I shall write to Ernie and thank him. But 25 of the best. And it's not to be sneezed at. Of course, 10 years ago, you see, you'd have had a marvellous time with that, couldn't you? Marvellous night out. These days, you would hardly pay for the babysitter. You have to be very careful with money these days. Because I've been caught, you know. Oh, I've been caught. Oh, yes. France is taken for a mug. Yes, it's for long. It's beyond belief. It's true, though. I took no dough. Listen, no, you make me feel a fool. No, listen, no, please. No, you're tittering. One time I bought 50 homing pigeons. Because, yes, homing pigeons. You know, see, someone said it was a lovely hobby. Well, see, I've always been a bit of a bird fancier. And, dear, France is what a brain you were born with. What do you mean, whether I leave it? No, you see, I was going to race these pigeons because they were homing pigeons. And they raced off home, all right. Australia. No, well, they say I should have suspected when I saw them flying upside down. Because I thought they were just house trained. But they were Well, no, they fluttered off. They fluttered off without so much as a may I, by your leave, kiss me, perch, nothing. That's the last I saw them. Mind you, my landlady, you know, old Mother Harris. Now, no, money. Now, she's got a bit tucked away. She has. She's got a bit tucked away. Mind you, come to think of it, she's got a lot she hasn't tucked away. Anyway, old Mother Harris, my landlady, she came in charging into my room the other morning, all frisky and flushed.
Oh, Mr. H. Oh, I've just been in the front room with the insurance man.
Please. Your private life's no concern of mine, dear.
You know, one of our policies has paid out.
Has it?
Yes. Fred and I have picked up £250.
Where's that here?
Yes.
Oh, your Fred will be at it now, won't he? A reserve seat in the betting shop, eh?
Oh, no, Mr. H. No, I've decided what we're going to do with it. We're going to put some away and spend the rest on a car.
On a car?
Yes.
What sort of car do you think you'll get with that sort of money? That wouldn't pay for the gauntlets and the goggles, would it? Let's face it.
Oh, well, we've got to have one, Mr. H. We really have. I've heard the neighbours talking. Do you know we're the only gap in the curb? Oh, it's all arranged, Mr. H. There's a Mr. Cecil coming round from Cecil Motors.
Well, that lot?
Yes, you know, their showroom's at the top of the hill.
Yes, I know. That's the only way they get their cars to go.
Now, Mr. Cecil is a very honest man.
You, honestly, you are a gullible Gertie, you are, girl. I wouldn't mind betting his trading stamps are forged. Oh, you are.
Oh, that'll be him now. Here, you won't go. You won't go, will you, Mr. H?
No, don't worry. No, I won't go. I could do with a good laugh. I could do with a good gag to get one with as well. I'll stand by you. Now, talk about old mutton to the slaughter. Here we are.
Good morning. I'm Cecil from Cecil Bowser. I've brought a dinky little car round for you to look at, Mrs. Harris.
What, that sheet there? Where's the breakdown lorry that towed it here?
Oh, how dare you. It's perfectly roadworthy.
Oh?
Yes, I'd have you know, I've another client begging for this car.
Oh, where's he from? The British Museum?
Oh, now I think it's very nice. I wonder if we could have a run round.
That's a good idea. By the time we get back, someone might have towed this away.
Oh, you're one of those.
Pardon?
Awkward one.
Well, go on, let's get in this thing.
Oh, that's good. Now, shall I get in the front?
Yes, up to Daisy, Mrs. Harry.
I see. What do I do? Walk beside it?
You can get in the back.
Is he comfy, Mr. H? Here, say, I wonder if he's got an eater.
Oh, yes! Just sat on it. What's a silly place that even old stove?
It should have been under the big end.
It was!
Well, off we go, then. Ah. How far to go, Harry? Little run into the country.
Oh, yes, that'll be lovely.
That'll be a miracle.
Here, I say, can I hear something knocking?
It's the engine. I think he wants to come in. I can't think why. And the exhaust pipe dropped off.
Oh, why's that, then?
It's exhausted.
This is an unusual model. There are not many of these left.
There's not much of this left either. The spare wheel's just overtaken us.
Oh, I didn't realise this. It's got a sunshine roof.
Only since we went under the tailboard of that lorry. You should take this. You've got the first topless car. Ah, well, Cecil must have been taught by a French taxi driver. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, we're back. Here's our street.
Ah, well, that was a nice little run, wasn't it?
Nice little run? You must be off your tappets. Eight near misses and pursued by the police. He'd have caught us too if his pedal hadn't fallen off.
Will you kind of keep out of it? Now, Mrs. Harris, I take it you'll be buying this jolly little runabout?
Oh, yes, I think so. It's the same colour as the front door.
Silly cat, isn't she? I mean, woman. Well, I had to laugh both since because she and Fred have only been out in it once. Because they entered for that London to Brighton race. You know the one. Started at Hyde Park. Much as I felt sorry for them because they broke down halfway. Halfway to Hyde Park.
Thank you. I've been in a bit of a tizz
the last few days, you know, because I've been filming again. Yes. Starring in another one, you know, my usual role, handsome, athletic type. Well, any questions then? No, well, you can do anything with makeup these days. And the producer said you've got to stand in. He didn't tell me what I've got to stand in. this film director, foreign filmmaker he is, he's always a real misery. He's a bully. I wouldn't tolerate him, except for one thing, money. Well, I need the work. Now, it all blew up again yesterday, this row.
It's no good. Don't hunt, listen. What am I getting? 999.
Well, you should be getting fire, police, or ambulance.
I am not getting performance any. Actors, I eat them for breakfast.
Well, here's one who's not going to snap, crackle, and pop. I'll tell you that much.
We will try the scene once more, and I want emotion, feeling. Will you let me have it?
I will in a minute, mate, I'm telling you.
Now, position, light, camera. All right, this time, get it right.
You can't do this, you can't. You swine. You've done this to me, I'll never forget it. You swine, you. I hate you.
The woman here crying her eyes out, look. Your song is overcome. You see, how's that for emoting?
I am surrounded by dumbcocks. It is never like this. It is never like this in my own country. When I'm working years ago with Marlena, Conrad Weiss, von Stroheim.
Look, listen, Paddy. Look, I'm the star. I'll do the tantrums if you don't mind.
Now.
Yes.
I want you to improvise.
Yes.
I will outline a scene, create the situation.
Yes.
And you will react dramatically in your own words. Can you do that?
How dare you? I played in drama, you know. I didn't study for 3 years at the Land's End Rep for nothing, you know. It cost me money.
Well. Now.
Yes.
The scene is a tough Western saloon.
Yes.
You are playing cards for high stakes with three killers.
Yes.
Poker face. You pick up the
cards
and lay them one by one on the table.
Yes.
Then, gun in hand, you say,
Mr. Bum the Baker. anyway, I got the part. Got the part. And next day, I met my co-star, Vilma Kinky. She was making a comeback. I think it was her first talkie.
Oh, darling, what a caper this is. Still, it's better than touring in white cargo. Did you ever see my tondoleo?
Please, dear, this is supposed to be a family show, please.
I just read my part in this film. I don't know. I was hoping for something to get my teeth into.
Like a glass?
And this location we're going to, darling, it's simply miles off the beaten track. We won't even understand the natives.
Where is it, Liverpool?
And the billing they're giving me, darling. When you consider what I've done.
Yes, I saw a last film, Samson Delilah. I forget who played Delilah.
Today, we shoot the big scene. But remember, I want stark realism. You, Howard, you're numb with cold. You have to clap your hands to keep warm.
Oh, I don't mind doing that. It might start a trend among the audience. You're right. I've got frostbite already. Where Jack Frost never bit before.
Quiet, everybody. Now, action.
The snow. The cold is pitiless. Pitiless. But I mustn't crack. Moose. Moose. Moss! Moss! I won't
go away! Wait a minute, wait a minute. Moss? Miss Moss, I beg your pardon. I haven't got there yet.
Well, I'm getting cold here.
I must get through. Everything I own is on my sledge. All my assets. Can I make it? It must be 40 degrees below. Like everyone else, my assets are frozen. But I must moosh on. Ah, I can see the log cabin. The lights have come on. Electric too. What a long flex. At last, the cabin.
Oh, my darling, you're back. Home at last. Home again. Safe in our cabin. At last, you're home. You're home.
Is there anyone left in doubt as to where I am?
I thought I'd never see you again. It's been so long. These endless months of waiting and hoping. Every minute seemed an hour. Every hour a day. Every day a month. Every month a year. It's been so long. So long.
You may have gathered by now, but I haven't just nipped out for the evening papers. I couldn't keep away any longer. You're like a flame to a moth. An old flame. The vision of you has been haunting me all these years. I had to return. And I bought you this. Let's have no guesswork. It'll be explained in a minute.
Oh, it's been so long.
All right, love. Don't flog yourself to death. You won't get a penny extra, you know. Now, just look at what I've brought you.
Oh, you're so madly generous. You've brought me the one thing I've always wanted.
Yes, a box of delicious, yummy, yum, yums. With those soggy, fattening centers. Next time you're out, be sure to buy some. Well, it's a film, isn't it, of sorts? Please yourselves. Yes, ah, thank you very much. It's a funny thing. Have you noticed these days that... Oh, dear, not again. I'm getting a phone call in the middle of a broadcast. Excuse me a second. Hello, Francis Howard here, darling of the masses. Who? Oh, the BBC? Oh, it's the man who runs it. No, what's the man that knows? Sing. Oh, yes. Sing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. On my knees, yes. You want to see me right away, but I'm broadcasting. What's that? It's radio, sir. You must have heard of it. It's the one without the screen. I? No, no, sir. I'm not trying to be cheeky, no, sir. No. Well, yes, I'll get round as soon as I can, sir. Yes, thank you very much, sir. Yes. I'm afraid you'll have to hang on for a minute. I mustn't keep, you know, staying waiting. Chat among yourselves for a minute.
Taxi! Taxi!
Oh, that's a bit of luck. Listen, I must get to the BBC quick.
Right, Cup. Where's that?
The BBC? It's where the pits come from, you know. A big place with a clock on it. It's often on the cover of the Radio Times.
Oh, I've got you, yes. It's near Harry's betting shop.
Ah, at last. Just give my shoes a rub up, straighten the tie, and always waiting for me. Oh, that's democratic, isn't it? Good morning, sir. Francis Howard, apologising for being 2 minutes late. The wind was against us in Regent Street.
Can I help you, sir?
Pardon?
Whom do you wish to see, sir?
Well, I'm the man who runs it, you know, Singh. Aren't you Singh?
Not quite, sir. I'm the commissionaire.
Commissionaire? I thought you looked a bit scruffy. Get your commissionaire cut. Please yourselves. You expect wit. Now, I would like to be whisked up to Singh.
Now, you'll be wanting the top floor, sir.
Yes.
Here's the lift.
Yes, thank you. If you press the button for me, my fingernails aren't dry yet. Now, get this lift going. Now, where's the right office? I'll try this one.
In, out. In, out. In, out.
That's John Snag rehearsing for the boat race. Oh, I've been up here before. I have a little snoop, because I'm a sneaky little snooper. I wonder who's in here.
Tommy, you'll get such a clout in a minute. Now, sit still. Oh, wait till I get you home, my lad. Now, pay attention. I'm not telling you again.
Listen with Mother. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Another little snoop won't do us any harm. I'll try this one.
It's my turn. You've been right all morning. Let me have a go.
So that's roundabout. I mustn't keep Singh waiting any longer. Oh, this must be his door. There's an announcer nailed to it. Probably turned up late for the news. I'll knock.
Come in.
Ah, I'm here, sir.
Oh, so you are. Come in, Trevor.
They've started the psychological bit, you see. They get your name wrong. I'm Francis, sir, the funny one.
Really?
Yes.
Do sit down.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, sir. You're very, very kind. Isn't this wooden stool comfy?
Now, Howard, you probably wonder why I sent for you.
Now, if it's about that coat hanger from the cloakroom, sir, I nicked it inadvertently. I will bring it back.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that. Oh. But I'll make a note of it.
Yeah.
The thing is, Howard, we've all got to draw in our belts. In the national interest.
Of course, sir. Excuse me, your cigar smoke was drifting this way.
And here's a typical example.
Yes.
I'm cutting down, you see. No more Corona Coronas. Just Coronas.
Oh, what a splendid example, sir, for us all.
Now, well, we've all got to make sacrifices.
Well,
cut down drastically.
Yes.
David Jacobs is down to one needle a month.
Is he?
And supplying his own toothpaste.
Is he? Next thing he'll be supplying his own teeth.
Now, no levity, please.
No,
now let's levity.
Oh, I'm sorry, levity, yes.
No. Now, let's concentrate on you.
Yes.
You realize that it's for your own good.
Yes, I'll bet it is, yes.
In future, we'll be paying you employees, not in cash.
In cash.
No. But in kind.
In kind. How kind, yes.
We thought so. Mm-hmm. For a start, all meals will be provided.
Not from the canteen. Things can't be that bad, surely.
Oh, no. You report to Fanny Craddock after her programs, yes, and get the pick of her leftovers.
Ah. A little steamed haddock from Craddock, yes.
Apart from that, you will be allowed certain items of clothing from the wardrobe department.
Oh, the wardrobe department.
Yes, yes, yes. The Count of Monte Cristo has just finished.
It's a good job it wasn't Little Women, isn't it?
Anyway, you get the idea, Howard.
Yes.
Now you can get back to whatever you were doing.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I have to get back now. Which is the way out?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't apologize.
Oh. I didn't see you rounding that rubber plant.
I don't believe we've met.
No.
I'm Stella, home this afternoon.
Really? I'm Francis, at home anywhere.
Home this afternoon is a program.
Oh, I'll be there in time for it.
I've several favorites.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I love a book at bedtime.
What a coincidence. I like something exciting between the covers.
I always say there's nothing like a good thriller.
And I'm at your service. Oh, novel Francis.
Now you're teasing, Stella. Mm. But do tell.
I never do.
Do tell, have you ever been on Family Favourites?
Well, no, because I'm more of a housewife's choice.
I'm working on a new record programme.
Why don't we work on one together? Because you'll find me a very long player.
Oh, I like that. Then,
thank you.
Then we will meet again.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Soon I'll be down your way.
Oh, good. And then we'll make music through midnight.
Oh, she's a sport. She's a sport. Yes, I must let you into a little secret, because I mentioned it before. They're a funny lot of, you know, you don't be very careful what you say. But I've started a pirate radio station. Yes, I have. Radio Francis. So, I started it in a small way, 100 yards off the beach at Brightlingsea. So, it was too much. It was too much. Yelling through a megaphone, tied round my neck, and rowing with one hand and trying to put records on with the other. You can't do it. I mean, you could rent something. Apart from that, there was the expense, because the boat was half a crown an hour, you know. I was losing money, because the only commercial I got was for donkey rides on the beach. Anyway, I got June and Wallace and Robertson here. Robertson, known to us as Robbie. I got them all interested, and we got organized. See, Wallace had got a boat, and in no time at all, Radio Francis was launched. It all started one morning when we met on the jetty.
Well, there she is. What do you think of her? Sea spray, 30 foot of solid sea. Take you anywhere she will.
Girls, give up. We're all shipshape and pistol fashion. Everything lashed down and ready to cast off, fore and aft.
Thank you, Captain Hornblower.
Oh, yes, I can't wait to feel the deck heaving.
If the wind gets up, the deck won't be on its own.
Don't you feel the salt hitting against your face?
Yes. I wish they'd taken it out of those little blue packets, though.
Very crisp. Very crisp.
Well, I must say you're dressed for sailing, aren't you? With that blazer and the yachting cap and trousers rolled up to your knees.
Oh, I wear this at Henley, you know.
Well, just the show programs. Oh.
Well, if we're going to catch the tide, we'd better get underway. We steer due east at a speed of 5 knots, compass bearing 040.
You mean with any luck, we might get out of the harbour without hitting anything. I see.
You could put it that way.
All right.
Right. Switch on the engine.
Yeah, I hope it's waterlogged.
You mean watertight.
Oh, that's why it's rolling. Tight. Sweet watertight.
Actually, you know, she's a fine sailboat.
Yes, I thought that's where you bought it. Sailboat.
Yeah, that's some good stuff here. It's going to waste this, you know.
Oh, it's getting a bit choppy. Can we turn back?
No, it's out of the question.
Why?
I haven't cast off yet.
Well, why would... Oh, I wait for the last minute.
Leave it to me. I'll go forward.
Right, and I'll go up the front.
Right. Cast off.
I'll do it. I'll do it. This rope's heavy. Oh, I'll sling it over the side.
Oh, just a minute. It's looped on my... Oh.
Oh, I'm a little sorry.
Oh, foot.
Sorry. You never know with him. Now...
Oh, sorry about that, Robbie.
Oh,
grab this boat hook.
Oh, look at me, soaked to the skin.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning, hooray.
Well, this should be far enough. Let's pull up here. We must be miles out. I haven't seen a deck chair attend for half an hour. Well, they're very persistent, you know, aren't they?
Right. Drop anchor.
Isn't it peaceful out here? Just the gentle lap of the water.
Yeah.
A soft breeze sighing in the rigging.
Hot fat wafting on the evening air. And a scream from the galley as Robbie burns. The moon.
Well, when do we go on the air?
No time like the present. We'll start with a few requests. I've got one here from the harbour master.
Ooh, what did he want?
£5 for mooring fees.
Wake up. What is a gale blowing? We're drifting. The engine's packed up.
Why, where's it going?
We're drifting. We're helpless. Do something.
Keep calm. Keep calm. Yes. Women and children first. And I'm younger than I look. Where's me rattle and dummy?
Well, what are we going to do? And where are we?
I don't know. We're right off course. I know that. We must have been drifting for hours. It's still dark out there.
We mustn't panic.
We're all caught. We mustn't panic.
We must look out for the life jacket, right?
You've got them all on.
Oh, well. We don't have washed overboard, do we?
It's terrible out there. I don't think we stand much chance. This may well be goodbye.
Yes.
Well, you're the captain, Howard.
Yes.
Tradition says the captain must stay with his ship until it goes down. What are you going to do?
The only thing an ancient English captain would do under the circumstances, hand over command.
Here, yes. Just a minute. The wind's dying down. It's getting light. I'll go off and have a look.
What's it like up there?
We've run out of the storm. There's no danger now.
In that case, I'll assume command again, yes.
I'll come with you.
Gee, what's all this? We're surrounded by ships. I hope they're all playing records. They must be mad. They're firing at us. Competition is getting a bit rough, isn't it?
Ahoy there! Who are you and where are you bound for?
It's not Jimmy Savile, is it?
This is Radio Francis.
What are you doing here? You're in the middle of a NATO exercise.
Are we?
Oh, I don't think we've got any foreign records.
You must leave immediately. You are in the target area.
Oh, Frankie, what are we going to do?
Don't worry, dear. I'll think of something. Wave something white. Me.
I've run up a signal. It might help.
I doubt it. Two tea towers, a string fest, and something June might miss. Oh, no. Again, we'll ignore them. Play a few more requests.
Oh, Frankie, you're so brave.
I know. Let's get the record on.
Frankie, look, coming across the water.
There's probably a message on it. We'll wait. Well, that was nice. They sent a request, all right, written on a torpedo. Oh, Radio Francis, asleep in the deep.
For the last 30 minutes, you've been with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, Robertson Hare, and Frankie Howard. The script was by Charles Hart and Peter Bishop, and the show produced by Bill Wesley.